Part 2, Saturn in Pisces, relationships for beginning with now with Libra. After part 1 was Aries through to Virgo, and now part 2 is Libra through to Pisces. Now, Librans, two sides of Librans. Librans have got the scales, and Librans either know what they want or know what they don't want. Those of you who are married, you want to be single. Those of you who are single want to be married if you're in a bad relationship. You're getting to a breaking point, those of you who are in a, I'm talking about the ones who are in a relationship already, you're married already, you're in a relationship already, but now you've got to a breaking point and you realize I can't take him or her anymore. I want to get out of this relationship. This is toxic. This is doing me no good. Those Librans who are in a good relationship and you are in love and you've been in love since some of you the past 12 years of your life and some of you just recently in the past year, 12 months of your life, you're in love and you know this is love forever. Saturn in Aquarius gave you and giving you love forever. And love forever means you really do love them. You really do love them. And now Saturn in Pisces now goes into stability zone. Those of you who got engaged or about to get engaged, it's now about, I want to be with the person forever. When you've tried, for example, going to a coffee shop, you try this type of coffee, that type of coffee, you try Starbucks, or you try another coffee, and then you make a decision, I'm ready. This is the one I want forever. And you want it forever. It's a regular routine. And routine is a stable energy. That's what Saturn in Pisces will do for those of you who are currently in a relationship. Now, those of you who have had a chill out for the past 3 years, thanks to Saturn in Aquarius, detaching you from all the garbage of the past, giving you that sense of freedom. Freedom, that's right. It's very nice. 3 years, freedom. You took a holiday, a vacation from your holiday, your relationship. You didn't really want anybody. Saturn in Aquarius didn't want anybody, do you want you to want anybody serious? So you had a vacation. It's been a nice holiday, and I'm sure it has been a very nice holiday. You think back now, that's 2020, 21, 22, 29, 23. It's been okay. But now Saturn in Pisces is saying you're ready now. Now you're ready for a relationship, but you are going to be careful. You weren't born yesterday. You're going to be careful now. You don't want a liar. You don't want a cheat. You don't want a scoundrel. You don't want a villain. You don't want a thief. You don't want a liar. You want somebody that's honest and sincere. Saturn in Pisces is a mature energy that says to everybody, I want you to get it right now. I want you to get your relationship right. I want you to be in a relationship. Anybody who's not in a relationship will find themselves very frustrated, especially Librans, over the next 3 years, because if you're not in a loving relationship, if you're not suddenly having the sexual energy, you're going to find yourself, it's not right. My life isn't right. I feel uncomfortable. I feel I'm missing something. When fish are not, Pisces is the star sign of the fish. When fish are not in water, when fish are out, they're dead. When a Libra is not in a relationship, you're dead. When you're not being loved by somebody, you're dead. When you're not loving somebody, you're dead. So the definition of Saturn in Pisces is I need to feel alive because I'm in love. I'm loved by somebody. I am in love with somebody. Somebody's in love with me. And it's a healthy relationship energy. For those of you who have had that holiday for the past 3 years, now the holiday is over. And now you've got the urge. What I do have to say to all Librans is let it happen naturally. If you try going on a dating website looking for somebody, you're going fishing and you'll only pick up a sardine. You know, people on the dating websites, if they really have to go on a dating website, it means there's something wrong with them. They're either married already or still married. They're testing the water. They want a bit of a fling. People on dating websites, I'm just being honest, they are garbage. When you see somebody in real life, then you know the truth about them. And knowing the truth is something that Librans really want now. That's what Saturn in Pisces will define. You will find it for those of you who have not had it in the past 3 years. And for those of you who have had somebody in the past 3 years, this is where you decide, I want them forever or they are trash, they are garbage, I can't take them anymore. Scorpios. Now, Scorpios are fascinating water star sign because Scorpios are actually the refined version of Libra. The step up from Libra, Scorpio demands the chemistry must be right. Whenever you've had a relationship, and the reason why all Scorpios have dumped their ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-husband, wife is because the sex was bad. The sex wasn't right. It was horrible. It was disgusting. It wasn't stable. Those of you who are married, Scorpio, the reason why you're married, the reason why you got the bond, the reason why you're in love is because the sexual chemistry between the two of you is really nice. The energy just flows. It's really nice. When you're in the mood, he's in the mood. When he's in the mood, you're in the mood. When the energy is, it just flows. And it's a natural flow. It's not a forced flow. It's just natural. Those of you, when you start dating somebody and the natural flow is to jump into bed and get on with it, have the ziggy ziggy, then it's gone naturally. And when it goes naturally, you know you're onto something good. When it's blocked and it doesn't go naturally, Scorpio knows there must be something wrong with him or her. Scorpio needs, with Saturn in Pisces, needs the natural flow of energy. When you're talking to somebody and they're hesitant, maybe they're hesitant about telling you how old they are. How old are you? I've noticed you around. I've seen you around. How old are you? And they lie about that. You can tell when they're lying, right? And when if somebody lies at the beginning, they're going to continue lying throughout the relationship. So don't entangle yourself. No more trash, no more garbage is what Saturn in Pisces is trying saying. You know, and using your instincts to your maximum ability, knowing the people that you can trust. And most importantly, you will find, you will sense, you will know that this person is really sincere. Now, for some of you, over the past 3 to 6 years of your life, you've probably got acquaintances, friends that trust you, friends that you trust. Maybe for some of you, over the past 30 years of your life, you've known people, you were born yesterday, you know people where the chemistry was good, the energy was good, they are trustworthy. Maybe you're just friends, you have nice friends, nice people, nice friendship energy, trustworthy friendship energy. When there's a trustworthy friendship energy between you and that somebody, then that friendship can turn into becoming lovers, because Saturn in Pisces now gives its blessing, now gets it going, but it will happen naturally and by coincidences. That's the message for Scorpios. Sagittarians, right, Sagittarians are complicated because Sagittarians are supposed to fall in love and stay in love forever. That's right. Sagittarians, one of the good things about Sagittarians is that when you meet somebody and you do fall in love, you think, your mind believes, because the heart and soul is there, because the fire and the passion is there, because you think it's love at first sight, you believe it's love at first sight, and you believe I'm going to be in love forever and ever with this person. I'm going to be married to this person. Every Sagittarian always gets headstrong into their relationship at the very beginning and feels, I found him, I found her, and you expect it to last forever. Now, for those Sagittarians who are in love and still in love and love your partners now even more, this is a strengthening Saturn in Pisces, is strengthening of the truthful energies of true love. However, for those of you who are in love, but you're not so sure if you're in love, those of you who are single and not so sure if there is anybody in the whole wide world that can put up with you, those of you who have got uncertainty regarding destiny issues, of destiny and relationships, because very cynically and skeptically you have said, oh, there can't be anybody in the world right for me. You've been praying on one hand for somebody good to come into your life, and on the other hand, you've been saying, oh, can't be anybody right for me. Oh, I've messed up with my relationship so many times. I've had boyfriends, girlfriends, lovers. I've got ex-husbands, ex-wives. I've got so many relationships I've had in my life. I can't be anybody that's going to be right for me. You, if you carry on that logical thinking, prophetic announcement that you're making to the world, there can't be anybody right for me, then what you're actually doing is pushing people away. I'm not interested, you're saying. I'm not interested. Nobody perfect for me. You're not interested. Nobody perfect for me. You're grumpy. You're going to get squared. And you're going to be taught a lesson now that you've got to change your attitude towards relationships. You've got to change your attitude towards your belief system of Saturn. And you've now got to believe that there is somebody for you. There is somebody. You've got to emphasize the word, there is somebody. So he's not going to be Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie, or she's not so such a hot topic anymore, but it's not going to be somebody fascinating, right? It's going to be somebody fascinating for you, because they are right for you. That's all that counts. They are right for you. But you have to also be in the right attitude for them. And the right attitude means, yeah, okay, I'm waiting to see what Saturn in Pisces is going to bring me. I'm waiting to see what Destiny is going to bring. I believe that Destiny is going to find something for me, because I believe that Saturn in Pisces, water star sign, energy is like fish in water. Fish always find a mate. You know, fish in water, we always say there's plenty of fish in the sea. When you've gone on a date with somebody or somebody's broken up with you, you often get that curse at the end or that blessing at the end. And people say to you, or your parents have said to you, or your exes or your friends have said to you, there's plenty of fish in the sea. And that's exactly what Saturn in Pisces is saying. There's plenty of fish in the sea, and there are plenty of fish in the sea. All you have to do now is get the right one. And getting the right one is not a logical thing. It's not because he's got money or she's beautiful. It's because their energy feels really right. Saturn has to make the energy right rather than the external bullshit and bluff that people go for. Capricorns. Capricorns have got a problem. Because Capricorns, once you've been married and divorced, once you've had a relationship, you don't believe there's anybody else in the rest of the world for you. You believe that that first boyfriend, that first girlfriend, that first husband, that first ex-husband, ex-wife, they damaged you forever. And because they damaged you, you don't believe in relationships. You're very adamant about it. You're very stubborn about it. Now, if that first was really right for you, and they were your destiny, and they're still alive, and they're still hovering around you, and you still are thinking of them, and they're thinking of you, it could even be somebody, a school friend, your very first love, your very first boyfriend, girlfriend, back when you were a teenager. It could be somebody, a friend that's been in touch with you for over years, a friend that in your head, you never forget how much you were attracted to them. It could be somebody that, yes, you did fall in love, and they are supposed to be in your life, and they are supposed to heal your relationship sector, and they are supposed to, Saturn in Pisces, bring them back into your life, then you will see, very fascinatingly, they will come back into your life because they are your true destined destiny. That's for those of you who are very stubborn about moving on to anybody new. You're very stubborn because you haven't found the right one. Now, Capricorns, those of you who have had the right relationship in the past and the right sexual chemistry in the past and the right love in the past, then you've got to believe that people can always change and ask your forgiveness just as much as you might need to ask, will need to ask forgiveness from somebody that you've damaged. You might need to say, I'm sorry. You might need, that's going to be the surprise that Saturn in Pisces is going to create. People will have to apologize to the exes from your past, will have to apologize to you, and you will have to apologize to them. It takes two to tango, as we say. So therefore, this Capricorn energy, the relationship that you've already known over the past 30 years, somebody you already know of, somebody already knows of you, somebody that is supposed to be, stayed connected to you and hasn't, now they come waltzing back into your life. You feel the reconnecting energy, the apologetic energy, the forgiveness energy that Pisces creates. And hey, presto, you're back on track. Reset to be back to be the person you're supposed to be. But it's going to take the apologies, the humility of Saturn in Pisces. Pisces is a humble star sign. Pisces knows how to apologize and to forgive. And if you can't forgive somebody or somebody can't forgive you, then no, you're going to be stuck for 3 years. So forgiveness is going to be the key for Capricorns. Aquarians, you well, thanks to Saturn in Aquarius the past 3 years, you felt very strong about relationships. You felt very strong about the people. And those of you who are in love, you're now going to be falling more in love. Those of you who are not in love, you've had a vacation. Sometimes Aquarians like taking a relationship vacation. Saturn in Aquarius refused to allow any garbage to come into your life. And those of you who got divorced over the past 3 years, Aquarians, the reason why you got divorced was because they were garbage. They were toxic. They were garbage. They weren't right for you. Saturn blocked the relationship from happening. Some of you started and stopped. Some of you tried and didn't try. Some of you tried and wanted it, but it didn't happen. It fell apart. Saturn in Aquarius the past 3 years prevented you from making any mistakes in your relationships whatsoever. But now that we've got Saturn in Pisces, now you've got free will choice. Now the choices begin. But the choices begin. And I have to say, very honestly, good luck. What I do say to Aquarians is, you weren't born yesterday, and you know the types of relationship that you need. You know the mistakes as well that you've made in your life just as much as the mistakes that other people have made for you. So heal, fix it, mend it, forgive, forget and forgive. We're moving into a new sector now. The irritability of Saturn in Aquarius ends on the 7th of March, and you've now no longer got any irritable factors with respect to your sun sign in Aquarius that is going to affect your relationships. Now it's free will choice time. But those of you, I have to say very honestly, those of you who have had an irritable time because of Saturn in Aquarius, don't throw away the relationship just because you had a bit of a fight or a bit of an argument. Forgive your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife. Forgive them. They're going to come back on track. The healing energy of Saturn in Pisces means you were together the past 3 years of your life. You did love them the past 3 years of your life. There was good, very good moments. So stay with it. Stay with it and heal is what we're saying. Now, the other shock and surprise that Aquarians will experience now is with Saturn in Pisces, your next star sign, there's going to be lots of people in your life from your past, over the past 10, 20, 30, 40 years that haven't forgotten you. And the shocks and surprises that are going to unfold is they want you back. they remember you. Are you free and single? Some of them, like you, they might have, their spouses might have died. They might have got divorced and now they're free and single. And now they're ready for relationship sector with Saturn in Pisces. So they'll reach out to you. Are you free and available? Are you free and single? And hey, presto, it happens. Now, those of you who have had a destined relationship, certainly over the past 12 years of your life, what the Saturn in Pisces will do will bring them back into your life to see if you can make a second chance of it. Second go of it. And the way that Pisces works is forgiveness. Make a go of it. It'll work. Make a go. Give it a try again. If instinctively you feel it, there is love still there. Now, Pisces, Saturn in Pisces, it's very easy. Very, very easy, because the Pisces energies emphatically now define stability forever and ever. Those of you who are in love, you've been dating, those of you who are married, you're in love more now than ever before. It's a lucky time for you. It's a destined time. The greatest gift of life, the real greatest gift of life, is stability in our relationships. When you can just be with your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, no arguments. You can just be with them. You can sit on the sofa in the weekend, in the evenings, have a glass of wine, put your feet up, watch the same TV program. He watches what you want to watch. You watch what he want to watch. You both watch the same programs. You both chill out with the same music. You both drink the same food, eat the same foods. You both got lots of things in common. Therefore, it's a chill out. When you go for a walk, you go for a walk, you don't need to talk, you just go for a walk. When you go to a coffee shop, you go, you just go together. Everything, fish go together. Fish, Saturn in Pisces means you go together with people who go together with you. And when you go together, you feel the connectivity, the fish in water, the Pisces, Saturn in Pisces, you feel the connectivity, you feel stability of life, you feel surrounded by the stabilities of our destiny, stability of life. Those of you who are not in a relationship, you will find all of a sudden things changing on the 7th of March, and you're ready now for relationships. You're ready. You've had your birthday, you're having your birthday in the Pisces of 2023, with Saturn in Pisces all the way now from now till 2025. It's a definition now of it'll happen, it's going to happen, and it's going to be wonderful as it happens, because you're going to feel I'm in the right place, I'm with the right person, and I can belong here forever and ever. My friends, I wish you a very nice season ahead.